everyone, and welcome to the 1 Minute Writing Tip, a podcast for writers to learn how to conquer blocks, write their books efficiently, turn the manuscript into a high quality book, launch a bestseller, and grow a reader platform. Episodes include a blend of successful live trainings, interviews, features, and tips answering real questions from our audience. To learn more about how I can help you write and publish your book, go to wewritebooks.com. So let's get started for today. This is something that often happens across many different types of writing, even for fiction or for nonfiction, because even in nonfiction, there are elements of storytelling in order to share examples or to drive a point or even just to really teach the reader something through giving the reader stories. So it's really important to be able to capture the reader and really bring them into the story and create an environment in the story where the reader really feels connected and part of the story without feeling like they're getting jarred or drawn out every time that there's something that they don't quite connect with, right? When it comes to showing versus telling, number one, it's important to recognize what the words are that are actually telling instead of showing. And those words include things like, I heard the footsteps, or I saw the man approaching, or I smelled the pancakes. Those are your senses, right? And in conversation, you use those things, but they don't give the reader anything. The reader has no idea what do those pancakes smell like, right? So a great thing to do is when you're writing and you're going back through and you're looking for these triggers of the tell words versus showing the reader visually or sensually what the actual experience is inside of what you're writing, is to ask yourself questions by first closing your eyes and really visualizing the scene or the experience or the story that you're trying to tell. Really get in touch with what that is in your mind before you try to put it on paper. So ask yourself questions like, you know, what are the textures that are going on? What are the colors? What are the, like, is it soft? Is it hard? Just asking yourself the actual questions of what it's like to be immersed in that scene. And then taking that and putting it onto the page is a lot easier.
And with that, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really look forward to giving you the next one. For more training or to work with me on conquering the blocks to reach your author goals, be sure to visit wewritebooks.com. If you enjoyed the content, please leave a review wherever you're listening from. Join us for the next episode, and I'll see you there.